for Johnny Mercy, O Lord. From the last time that we had a Bible study here, Almighty Everlasting God, you have been with us. You have kept us, O Lord. My Lord and my God, we have no understanding of your word unless you teach us. Jehovah, we present ourselves this evening. Release your word into our lives.
Amen.
Father, as we go into your word, O Lord, shed that light in your word into our lives.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you and thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. May God bless you. Tonight, it's something that we have had before, but I don't know if we really look at the import of this particular topic. You might have seen it several times, but it is as important as our being called. The Bible said he we didn't choose him, he chose us. And the reason why he chose us is to be his mouthpiece. So tonight we are looking at mouthpiece of God. So when we talk about mouthpiece of God, let me give you the definition that I see in the dictionary. And that gives you a mouthpiece, one that expresses or interprets another's view. Spokesman. We are God's spokesmen. Brethren, if you look at the Bible, almost 465 times, mouth, 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 mouth. Why is it like that? Because that is the instrument that God wants to use in us. And it has to start from somewhere. First of all, a mouthpiece of God must be chosen, must be called. It must be a genuine born-again believer. He must undergo what Jesus Christ said, that suffer not. You remember when, before the Holy Spirit descend upon him, you remember that John the Baptist said, I cannot even carry your slippers. Now I should baptize you. What did he say? Suffer it not to be so. Because it is a process. And we see that after that, the Spirit of God descended upon him. And if you look at it, even when he wanted to start his ministry. There was something that every one of us know very well. We used to say it. I'm sorry. Glasses. Please, Femi. It should be in that. It's not there? Okay, leave it. May God help me today. In Luke 4:18, he took the same Bible, the same book that Prophet Isaiah opened. And what did he say? I used to call that statement a commission statement. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to do what? To preach, a spokesman. The gospel to the poor. If we see in this sentence, there are twice he mentioned preach. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Again, to preach deliverance. You see how important that mouthpiece is. In an instrument, take for example trumpet. If the mouthpiece is not there, it's going to be very difficult to blow that trumpet.
So we are mouthpiece. And God told us, unless we purge ourselves, which Daddy Prayer mentioned last week, Mommy Ngosu mentioned it about three weeks ago. You have to consecrate yourself. You have to prepare yourself to be a mouthpiece. We will look at many of the examples in the Bible. Why are we talking about mouthpiece? Mouthpiece of God is empowered. Briefly, I will share something that we talked about it in our house fellowship last Sunday. When Abacha decided that Daddy should be arrested, he already planned, because there was a time when Daddy went there to come and pray for him. Daddy sat down. He came. Daddy said, "Well, you want prayer? You have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ." He said, "No." He said, "Okay, I can't pray for you." He left. And he was planning. And all the military boys in the camp, they run to Daddy. "Daddy, you need to get out of this country now. This guy is fuming. He's going to..." Daddy said, "What?" He looked at himself and he went back into his prayer room and said, so afraid, and said, "Father, what is all this? I'm coming to one in the Bible like that." And God spoke straight to him. One word: go to the congregation, go back to them and say Happy New Year in June. Mouthpiece of God. Mouthpiece of God. They are always empowered. I looked at it in the Bible. If you see mouthpiece of God, a very good one is Elijah. Another one is Elijah. If you are a mouthpiece of God, real consecrated, and you are complete in the Lord, you will call down fire, it will come down. And he said, "Happy New Year." And the next, probably next day or so, Abacha is gone. Abacha was gone. He became history. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want us to look at it. Am I a mouthpiece of the Almighty God? What am I doing to make myself a mouthpiece of God? Let's look at Elijah. When all the priests of Baal, they start to dance, worshiping. Oh, this, they were, you know, dancing. The Bible recalls from morning to what? To evening. At that stage, he looked at them and said, "Well, you have finished all what you want to finish." When I'm still going to share that. When you are connected with the Almighty God and his mouthpiece, he will answer you instantly. He told them, where it was dry, all this with their drum dip and everything they were doing. While they were doing that, you know, nothing happened. Now he told them, make something, you know, a circle. Fill it with water. Fill it the second time with water. And he said, "Hey, they should be looking." And he looked up. "Hear, O God, I'm your servant." As soon as he said that, the fire came down. Broom, bam. What do you think everybody around will do? They now believed. And instantly, they grabbed all the priests of Baal and they destroyed them. Another good example. Femi, please find that place out in the Bible, because I cannot remember it, but just find it out. I want you to put it there. The second one, Elisha. Elisha has the mind of God. He knew the king of Syria was coming. What was his offense? He was telling the king of Israel, that murderer is looking for you. Don't go this way. Take this way. And every time He planned to pick to get the king of Israel. He failed in every occasion. And now he cried, looking at all his soldiers. What is going on? I'm talking about Elisha now. Sorry, my brother. This one is the one I was discussing before, where Elijah called down fire. The topic we are discussing today is mouthpiece of God. How do you become a mouthpiece of God? You must be a genuinely born believer. You must believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. You must go through those, things that he did. He went, he was baptized. Holy Spirit came down upon him. He received power. And I mentioned when he wanted to start his ministry, he went into the synagogue, picked up the same book that prophet Elijah, prophet Isaiah read. And he read it. And that's in Luke 4:18. What does that place tell us? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Every one of us, a genuinely born again believer, you are the mouthpiece of God. Preach. Preach is gospel. But you cannot do this unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Because one way or the other, if you do it without the Holy Spirit, you will fail. Praise the name of the Lord. Now we have talked about what a mouthpiece must do to really have the Spirit of God. You remember the woman by the well? Femi, put that up. The woman by the well, when Jesus Christ saw him, he asked him to give him water. The woman told him, he said, this is the well that our father Abraham gave to us. How come you telling me to give you water? Then the Lord told him, if you know the person who is telling you to give him water, you wouldn't have said that. But he said something. He said, the water that I will give you will do what? Will flow from the belly. What is that? For many people, they don't know. Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, as we have mouthpiece of God, we have mouthpiece of Satan. And it's rather unfortunate that some priests, some pastors, some prophets, they are prophets of Baal. Satanic prophets. It's rather unfortunate. If you see anybody preaching anything out of the Bible, it's a satanic priest. A prophet of Satan. Because the Lord, there's a curse in this book. The Lord said, woe unto the person who add or deduct from the word of God as it is. So, what are we talking about? A mouthpiece of God has to be totally complete. Follow the word of God. I see some people, there is one thing you don't pay your tithe and offering. There is another thing to be telling other people not to pay tithe. We know, we have been hearing it. Those are prophets of Baal. Those are mouthpiece now. Mouthpiece, they could be mouthpiece of God. I will give you an example. But they have now been changed. Satan has already entrapped them. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Exodus 4:10-12. And Moses said, Exodus 4:10-12. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who had made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, mouthpiece of God. I will be with thy mouth. In other words, with the Holy Spirit in you, who is the connector to the Father, whatever you say has to be in conformity with the word of God. If you don't have Holy Spirit within you, you are saying some, you what we call babble, repetition, or some, you know, babbling. And that's why you see so-called men of God, they babble, blah, 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 blah. Out of context. That's why we have to be very careful as the mouthpiece of God. Exodus 4:16. Let me read it. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shall be to him instead of God. Do you know who he's talking about? Moses' brother. When Moses complained, I mean, the God who created mouth, who created you, telling you that go, speak. You are telling him that, I am so. My tongue is twisted. The one who made your mouth can untwist. But he said, well, this is what you want. He will go, he will be the spokesman. Read it in the Bible. Check it out. Aaron was the spokesman of Moses to the Israelites. But when he went to Pharaoh, did you hear anywhere where they wrote that Aaron spoke? Yeah. It was between Moses and the Pharaoh. Praise the name of the Lord. What am I saying? God has prepared you. All you need to do is to connect with the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. I was talking about Holy Spirit before, which you see in John 4:14. He said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall... Oh, no. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Holy Spirit don't finish. All you need to do is to have Holy Spirit in you. Your body become the permanent resident of the Holy Spirit, and things will continue. Many people, once they receive the Spirit of God, they do not maintain, they do not follow the necessary things they're supposed to do. As a mouthpiece of God, you are constantly on prayer. Let me give you another example. You remember Elisha? He was just coming down from the mount after 40 days fasting. And what really happened? Some young youths,
Although many scholars say, oh, they are children. Children of who? Go check the children that mock him. Oh, look at this bald man. And he look at them like this. Curse them. What happened? Bear came out from nowhere and destroyed them. That's the power of a mouthpiece of God. You are going. You should not be afraid. As a mouthpiece of God, the Bible tells me that though, you know, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. That's because you are a mouthpiece of God. But many people have lost that touch, that connection with God. We have a lot of things, you know, that we do that can disconnect us totally from God. And that can cause a lot of problems. Can you imagine? Moses, God spoke to him mouth to mouth. And he got to a stage that some weakness in us. We pray that all those weakness will not derail our ministry in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
What happened to Moses? A great mouthpiece of God. The Lord says, speak to that rock. Speak is different from smack the rock. But because of the annoyance, because the Israelites, that's why the Bible referred to them, those people, they referred to them as stiff-necked. Stubborn to the end. And they caused this man of God, he got to, yesterday, there's no cucumber that we are going to eat. This is God, this is the same God who has fed you with manna. Who took you past it, you know, I mean. And they were complaining. Oh, you should have left us over there. The mouthpiece of God got upset and disobeyed the instruction given to him. Hey, we will not do anything that will make God to be angry with us.
Amen.
God so upset. The rock that is slapped by perhaps the face of God is there. We will not slap the face of God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What happened after that? God looked at him and said, well, you see, that's the land over there. The promised land. You will not get there. We will get to our promised land in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We will not labor in vain.
Amen.
Another example. Today is the day of example. Jonah was a mouthpiece of God. God gave him instruction. Go to Nineveh. Go and preach. That's the essence of the whole thing. He didn't say go and kidnap them or force them to do anything. Just go there. I have put the word in your mouth. Go and preach. He disobeyed. Instead of going to Nineveh, he went to Tarshish. And in the ship, where do you want to run to? From God? You must be kidding. He left and went into the ship. God steered storms. The ship was moving left and right, was about to capsize. All the captains, those who are in charge of the ship, they were looking for what's the problem. At the end of the day, they found him there sleeping. He knew under they call it what do we call it? Those places where the people stow away down below. Oh God, why are you sleeping here? Can't you see that this ship is going to be is going to capsize? And this thing. He knew exactly why the ship was doing like that. He said, please just throw me into the sea and then your ship will be free. And they took him, they tossed him into the sea. But the merciful God, who is so merciful, sent a whale to go and pick him. In that corruption, inside the belly of a fish, took him straight to where he was running, dropped him at the coast of Nineveh. Now, where are you going to run to? The God that is omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. That's why you see, I look at what we are doing, what men are doing in the world nowadays. It scares me a lot. A lot of things going on. People have not, they do not have deep understanding of how God works. May God help us. Amen. Acts of Apostles 16, I think 16 to 18. Okay, this one is about mouthpiece of Satan. You remember those who are following Paul? Is it Apostle Paul or Peter? It's Paul, Apostle Paul. They were following him. Oh, these are men of God. They are so great. They are so good. They are doing wonder. Discern the spirit of God. If Paul doesn't, you know, didn't have that particular, you know, discernment of spirit, he wouldn't understood the spirit that was bothering that lady. And he was saying that until he looked back, I command thee in the name of Jesus, shut up. A command and told the demon inside her to get out. Many churches now are filled up with demons. They don't even know that demons are walking there. Because they could not discern the spirit of God anymore. So that's why you see that in many cases, a person will carry a gun and go into the church. The church, I know, God would have shown it to one of them. Something is going to happen. Holy Spirit would have told them. And they would have been in prayer. Look at our Lord Jesus Christ. He knew when things are coming. Then he will start praying. Deflect. But that's not now. We are now churchgoers. We go to church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And after the church, we go out. We are not reading the word of God. The word of God is not being rooted in us. A nation that was created, this nation was founded on God principle. But now, it's whatever you want to do. May God help us. Micah 3:5. Thus said the Lord concerning the prophet, that make my people err. Thus said the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that putteth not into their mouth, they even prepare war against him. That's the word of God. We have false prophets. There are a lot of false prophets now. They are not doing the will of God. How can you call these people the mouthpiece of God? A lot of them and Jesus Christ said it. He said the love of some will wax what? Cold. They are not wax cold. They are not doing the thing of God anymore. It's their selfish end. How are they going to stack their pocket with money? How they will have almost about 550 on we have 500 people that will not pay this thing. You know what? We have to sell handkerchief. We have to sell oil. When the Lord God Almighty, they read it in the Bible that Jesus Christ said, freely you are given. And give freely. They turn into business. When you turn things of God to business, you are not a mouthpiece of God. All what you are doing, you are just babbling. Praise the name of the Lord. Mouthpiece of God must be very careful. We must be careful. Proverbs 15, 2 and 4. Proverbs 15, 2 and 4. He said, the tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perversiveness therein is a breach in the spirit. Which spirit are they talking about? Holy Spirit. A breach in the spirit. We need to be very careful. We need to be very careful. In fact, I do something. practice the word of God. Where they are saying some evil, the Bible said you should run. Flee for what appears to be evil. That's what the Bible tells us. And if we are following the word of God, they are saying something, you see somebody trying to plan to do something. You did not run away from there and call the... There's a murderer here. There's somebody planning to murder people. That's what the Bible tells us to do. But we are not doing it anymore. We are self-centered. Self-centered now. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 17:20. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good. And he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. That's what is going on in the country now. Careless talk. Things that does not make sense. They will just concoct it and bring it out. Boom! Just like a bullet. And then everybody will say, oh, why did he say this? And then there will be a problem. The word of God. It is unbelievable. If we can sit down and study the word of God, this country would have been going on so smoothly without any problem. But we have deviated from the word of God. I'll tell you another person. You remember the Balaam issue? Balaam's supposed to be a mouthpiece of God, right? When he saw money, and Balaam told him, just curse them very well. Come, I will give you something. Curse them, just go. That's why you see men of God. They show money, they dangle money before their face. Then you will see them. Ah, blah, 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 blah. They will be shaking. Hey, this thing. They'll be jumping as if something is going to come. They are the lords of Balaam. Balaam. God even told him, my friend, you cannot curse those people. Those people that I have blessed, no man can curse them. He said, okay. In fact, if you see in his statement, he even told Balak. Let's look at it. Numbers 22:38. And Balaam said unto Balak, lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak. Speak the word of God that God puts into your mouth through the word of God. But people will change. Numbers 23:5. And when God is going to do something, our God is so just and fair. He will release the word We may have it in dream. Those who hear, they will hear it. The still voice. We'll talk about one. The one that really scared me in the Bible. We're going to talk about it. And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, "Return unto Balak, and thus thou shalt speak." He told him, "Go back to him and tell him." The person that you are going to release something to, you don't fear that person. The one who sent you, you better revere. That's why he said that don't fear the person who will kill the body. Fear the one that will kill body, soul, and spirit. Finish everything. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he answered in 23:12. And he answered and said, "Must I not take heed to speak that which Lord hath put in my mouth? Should I not say what God has ordered me to do? Should I not do it? Should I follow your own?" Let's look at Jeremiah 15:19. He's talking to Jeremiah now. Remember the case of Babylon. He said, "Therefore, thus said the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial," if you separate the precious from the vial, "thou shalt be as what? As my mouth." If we separate vial from the precious, you will be the mouth of God. You will carry the mind of God. And that's the issue. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to give us the chance to contribute now. "Thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but not thou unto them." Again, the same thing, another prophet, Habakkuk. In Habakkuk 5 and 2, verse 1. Habakkuk 2, verse 1. "I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved." Praise the name of the Lord. Contribution before we go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Elisha, when he was first anointed, he didn't know what he carried. That was why he spoke the way he did. After that, did you see him pronouncing anything evil and ill anyone? No. Because sometimes you don't know what you're carrying. And that's why with me, I discovered I didn't even know I had anything in me. I used to see things, I used to tell people, they said to me, "I don't know where a child is this," you know. Then later, I said, it's just not a good thing, because God has never sent me that. Go and tell Sister Nike that she's going to have millions or she's going to do well. It's always go and tell somebody that someone is going to die or they sit there or there's something negative, you know? And it really frightens me, because how can I deliver such a message? So I'll be going, this is about the bush. I'll be praying that. Anyone, because one incident happens. when I was 23. I'm still traumatized till today. I didn't even say it as a way of anything that I didn't even, you know, I just said something, just carelessly, you know, just said something. And it didn't happen. So, instead of me to, no matter how much you annoy me, no matter how much I don't like you, no matter what, I don't say anything. The most I can do, if I'm really grieved by you or anyone, I go on my knees. My husband said, go and talk to him. I said, no. I'll go on my knees and I say, God, you see now, this is what happened. Please, just take care of that. And what God will do to that person, even if I plot it, I will never be able to do it as perfectly as that. But to be a mouthpiece of God is not easy. Because if God sends you, God sent me about 4 years ago that my first cousin is going to die. He's just 2 years older than me. I called the boy. Have you done that? Anyway, in short, finally, when I went home last year, not even in Lagos, we traveled to the east for burial. Everything has just said, Thus says the Lord, you are going to die. I was surprised at this voice, this man's reaction. Praise the Lord. He said, okay, that's okay. I've lived a good life. Anytime God is ready for me, let him take me. You see, I just watched myself.
Praise the Lord. Mommy, I want to tell you something. I know many scholars have discussed that Elisha doesn't know what he carried. This is a man who asked for the double portion of Elijah's faith. This is the man who took the mantle that he got. The first miracle, boom, on the River Jordan. River Jordan dried up. He knew exactly. But what I want to bring, I don't even want to go into that controversy. What I want to bring out is that as a mouthpiece of God, genuine mouthpiece, God, whether it's bad or anything, God will honor what you say. As soon as he comes out like this, he goes. That's the something. I'm not sure. That's why I said Bible scholars, they can do that. So we don't need to even talk about it. All I'm telling you is that to me, from what I have read, he asked for the double portion of the spirit of Elijah. God granted it. And the first thing he did, he said, when he got to the River Jordan, what did he call? God of what?
Elijah.
God of Elijah. So, many people might say a lot of things, but I'm only telling you, to me, because of what I've read, I think he knew everything that he carried. He knew. Let me give you another one before we go.
Let's say something quickly.
Yes, ma'am.
No. Okay. The other thing I was going to bring out before I sit down is that if God makes you his mouthpiece, okay, and you continually do not deliver the message, okay, God will take that thing from you.
Of course.
Because with me, I used to say, God, what kind of, why are you sending me this? I mean, this mouthpiece, say, hey, be careful, oh, God will take this thing from you. You know, now it's so difficult because it looks like for years I just used to be so not. I can't do anything about anything. You know, I would just pray that if God sends us something, let us just go and do it. Because if God takes it from you, the work you're going to do, the double work, triple work you're going to do before you can get it back, you may never come back.
Praise the name of the Lord. Before you say something, I'm going to just talk about it like that so that I can give everybody the. You remember, was it not Elijah who ran and passed the chariot of Ahab? Huh? God propelled him with some speed that even the horse Ahab on the chariot of horse, he ran past him. And this is same Elijah. When God is not finished with him, when Jezebel started, that you kill all those prophets of Baal. If I don't do the same thing that you did to those people tomorrow, Elijah took off. He went up to the mountain. The man who called fire down could not look at him like, look at Jezebel, you and your husband. By tomorrow, if they don't bury you,
then I'm not a prophet. And tell me it will not happen. But he ran. He was on the mountain. In fact, angel, then God, so, oh, God is so merciful. Angel had to go there, feed him, give him the strength. Give him food, oh, he had the strength. He got the weight. Twice, I think it was twice that angel fed him. Then again, God came down in his might, or in his almightiness. He was not in the fire. He saw a serious, you know, earthquake, serious fire. See, everything went. He showed to him. Elijah was still panting. Hey, they kill all the prophets. I am the only prophet remaining. My peace of God. That's one thing we have to be conscious of. When there is problem, when there is challenge, go back into your closet. Lord, you are the one who called me. You are the one who called me. It is in your hand now. Hey, it will answer by fire. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
So, looking at this passage, not peace of God, I want us to understand what it says in the Bible. It says, trust in the Lord and lean out upon his name. When God tells you to do something, it's not for you to go say, when God tells you to go say something, it's not for you to begin to question, why this thing, this doesn't make sense. I looked at what we were talking about on Sunday with Daddy Joe, Pastor Adewe. Like, can you imagine what it would have been if after God told him to go say Happy New Year, that Daddy Joe would be like, that doesn't make any sense. Can you imagine what it would have been if he had decided not to say it at all? We probably wouldn't have heard about Daddy Joe today. That, God forbid, but I think that probably would have been the end of it. So when God tells us to do something, it's for us to obey. Like he said in his word, he said, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts. If he tells you to go and say something, it's not for you to now apply your own understanding to it. It's for you to simply follow and to obey. If you look at Pastor Adebayo's life, why is he so blessed? It's not that he's doing anything different than us. It's he's simply following instructions. When God tells him to go left, he goes left. When God tells him to go right, he goes right. When God tells him to say this to these people, he's not looking at the situation at hand. He goes and simply preaches the word of God. I think we just need to pray and ask God for the grace and for his Holy Spirit to lead us and direct us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just to add to what my brother just said, it's important for us to know that as a mouthpiece of God, that God, every one of us will not preach, because Bible says we are royal priesthood and holy,
yes,
and set aside for God. So we are all, as long as we give our life to Christ, we are, you know, mouthpiece of God. Everyone, because I said, he has anointed us to go out and preach the word of God. But then it comes to play that how well are we actually attached to the source? Because if we are not connected to the source, there's no way you can pick up the signal of what he's saying and actually transcend it to the people that he wants you to, you know, speak his word to. As we were talking, sir, just, you know, it's not until we go on the pulpit, it's not until we carry Bible. What are we doing at our place of work? In our family, we are mouthpiece of God. Amongst our friends, are we, you know, actually functioning as a mouthpiece of God? Are we sharing the word of God with our neighbors, the neighbors that don't like you? Because if they don't like you, you still have to love them back. That's what the scripture says. We have no choice. And what about your co-worker? Are you a mouthpiece of God? Are you telling them still, even though they are stabbing you at the back, are you still telling them that God loves you and I still love you? Those are the things that we need to actually, you know, bring down as we talk about this mouthpiece. And the most dangerous thing is that we should always remember that the mouthpiece, we carry a sax. And, you know, the sax, I believe, has, you know, different kind of, maybe tenor, treble. If one does not sound right, the trumpet, the person going in, will either toss it away and get a new one. So we should always have this understanding that if we don't speak and do what God has called us and sent us into this world to do, God forbid, he will replace us. And he will not replace us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And lastly, Daddy, just what Mommy G said. Yeah, inasmuch as we are multi-people, we need to be extra careful as to what we say.
That's it.
We need to ask God for the grace, because now that we know we carry the power of God, so when you're talking to your wife, when you're talking to your husband, when you're talking to your children, you need to be very careful and cautious so you don't say things that would dismar or, you know, destroy them. God Almighty will help us in Jesus'
name. Amen. Okay. Let me quickly read this before we close. It's a place in the Bible that I really love. Ezekiel 33. Ezekiel 33 from 1. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, verse 2, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he sees the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, the blood shall be upon his own head. 5. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, let me stop right there. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, we are watchmen, oh, spokesman, mouthpiece. That is, we have to, just like Pastor Modupe just said now, that everywhere, even in our family, we are mouthpiece. Okay. But if the watchman sees the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the hand, at the watchman's hand. 7. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. 9 and final verse. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgression and our sin be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? I beg you, my brothers and my sister, it is as important as it. Speak to someone. Just tell him, the Lord loves you. You can change your way. The blood of people will not be in your hand. Because when you see people and you did not warn them of the impending danger, and something happened, they die. This is the word of God. When he said, thus says the Lord, that's the word of God. He said, the blood will he require in that person's hand. God will not require people's blood in our hand, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us begin to bless the name of the Lord. Father, we bless you. Lord, we worship you. The ancient of days, there is no one like you, Lord. There is none like you, Lord. Thank you for your word that has come expressly. Ancient of days, the grace to do your will. Father, grant us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.